Welcome to Final Standings, a show where we play fun games with random categories.
Here are your hosts, Brady Mock,
Luke Loisel,
and Justin Beanstalk.
Today's category is
summer sports,
and we will be playing a blind rank, and also
we have a very special guest for our 10th episode, Zachary Hyman from the Goals and Glory podcast. How do you feel to be here, Zach?
I'm really excited to be on this great podcast. We admire this podcast, and I've always wanted to be on it, so thank you.
Great to have you on.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And as a fan of Goals and Glory, please go check them out on Spotify. They are associated with 88 and the Bridge. Please go check them out. It's all about soccer. It's amazing. All right, so to get started, we're doing a blind ranking, right?
Yes.
To start off the blind ranking list, I will be telling you guys five different summer activities, and you guys will rank them without knowing what comes next. And so, to start off, as the number one option, I'm going to give you guys surfing.
Ooh. I love surfing.
I'm not a big surfer. I've never surfed before.
Seriously? Just a couple weeks ago, I went surfing in Hawaii, and it was some of the most fun time I've had. Once you catch that wave, it's the best
catching
feeling.
Catching that wave is the best feeling.
Getting
that's what
up,
I was about
you're just
to say.
Like, you feel so cool, but it is pretty tiring.
It's pretty hard to get on the wave, too.
Seems pretty scary, too, because when, like, I'm just, like, swimming in the water and then a 10-foot wave comes and destroys me, it's, like, I'm scared.
As also a person who's never surfed, I gotta agree with Zach. It looks pretty scary and, like, even harder.
No, it's
fun, though, once you catch
scary,
that wave.
It's scary, but, like, even getting hit by a wave, it's not the worst thing, even. You're just, like, you're still out there on a nice summer day, just, like, swimming, you know how it feels. And just, like, once you catch that wave, though, once you have the dedication and then you catch the wave, it's so nice. And so, for me, I'm going to go number two.
I was thinking number two as well.
I was thinking three.
All right, number two.
No, I was thinking three, but we can go two.
Let's go two.
That's fair.
All right, so next up on the list, I'm going to give you guys golf.
Yep, that's great. Ooh, I love really playing golf.
Golf is one of my main summer activities.
It's not going to be one, though.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to sit three because golf's so fun when you have friends that play golf. But, like, is that number one, like, soccer?
We shouldn't go three, though. We should go four because there could be soccer, there could be football, could be wiffle ball.
Zachary, I love that. I love that idea. I think we should go four.
All right, I'll let us go four on this one.
And with Zach's prediction, next up was soccer. So where are you guys putting that?
It's so fun on a nice summer day to take your shoes off, socks off, and put them on the grass, and do a little 3v3, 4v4 soccer, and everyone just has a great time.
That's really true, and as soccer players ourselves, I think that can sit one for us. But, Luke, let's hear your opinion here.
I like some soccer. Go out to the field, play with your friends. It's fun. I think that's a good one.
I absolutely love soccer. I think one is the complete correct decision for this one. In the next category, we're going to go with swimming.
I think we put it at three, guys. Or five. It's so fun to go swimming, especially in the lake or on a boat. There's
exactly.
So many things you can do that include swimming, like snorkeling or surfing, as we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, but if it's just a pool, you know, like, here, Justin, can you specify, like, any type of swimming? It's like,
I mean, I'm it just says swimming, so I'm going to go with, like, you know, like, it's a fun day at the lake. It's just summer activity. You and your friends are meeting up on something, and you just want to go swimming. Or you just want to swim alone in the lake. Just have fun with it. Just swimming around during the summer on a nice hot day, trying to cool yourself down. Just have a fun activity during to do with the day.
Definitely three.
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 Okay.
Three. Solid list so far. So we only have five left on our list.
And so, unfortunately, beach volleyball.
Oh, Justin, that's such a tough.
I honestly think that's a good five because
really?
would you rather go swimming and play golf or would you just play beach volleyball? Not the sport that you like play a lot. Like
on occasion it's really fun. I see what you mean, but maybe for every weekend activity, those other ones might be more fun.
I'm also trash at volleyball, so like it's not like that fun.
Okay. So I think we have it, right?
Yep. The final list with at the number one spot, you guys had soccer. Number two, surfing. Three, swimming. 4, golf, 5, beach volleyball. What do you guys are thinking about that list? How do you guys feel?
I think that's a very good list, and I think we distributed that very perfectly.
That's perfect, in my opinion.
Wow. All right, guys. So next up, we're going to be doing the top 5 most popular sports to play during the summer. And so to start off, I'm going to let you guys...
We're trying to guess the top 5 to clarify. Justin has a list of the top 5, and me, Zach, and Brady will try to guess.
And you have 3 strikes. So if you guess incorrectly 3 times, you guys have lost the game, and I'll just reveal the list.
Adding a little twist here, huh, Justin?
Yep.
I like
it. So to begin, just throw us a guess.
Professional advice, like how to pick their career, or kind of just how to stay healthy. I'm a junior personally, so this is kind of the more stressful times of the year with the AP tests, a lot of stuff on my plate, kind of how to balance it. So what advice, kind of more in general, would you give?
At the end of the day, education is the key. Education is the answer. You can overcome and navigate almost anything life throws at you because you can outlearn it. And so I would say never give up. You can go back to school. You can change your mind. You can change careers in the middle of your life. And education provides all of that opportunity to you. But at the end of the day, what you need to do is you need to graduate. You need to have a certificate. You need to say, I completed this, to show the world that you are able to commit to this, to commit to school for 4 years or 6 years or whatever you decide to do. After that, it's highly unlikely that anyone is going to ask you, did you get A's? What was your GPA? How well did you do? Right? So it's difficult to balance that stress and that pressure, especially for young people, because you're told that, you know, you have to have good grades. You have to be better than the other applicants. The truth is you do. You have to be good. You have to get accepted to programs, right? But I'm going to tell you, no one has ever asked me what my grades were since I graduated. No one's asked me what school I went to, right? And so just keep that in mind. But what has helped me is relationships, strong relationships with the community, with my friends, with people I went to college with my colleagues. Those are the people that will support you and carry you. And be kind to everyone, because you're going to come across all kinds of people in your life at one point or another, and you don't know where they're going to be or where you're going to be at some position down the road. And so I would say, you know, be kind, value your community relationships, value your personal and professional relationships. And yeah.
That's wonderful advice. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come interview with me again. Being a key difference maker, Crescent Wellness Therapy, if any of you listeners feel that need to go and check it out, it's on Mercer Island, super convenient. Also for the Bellevue and Seattle area, as it is just off the highway, which is awesome. Again, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule, and have a good day.
Definitely. You too.
Again, that was Rebecca Vigileos, owner, founder, and manager of Crescent Wellness here on Mercer Island. You are listening to KMIH 889.